Ha ha ha! Thank you. Ornette Coleman and Happy House, two drummers working there, Billy Higgins and Ed Blackwell at the drums, Ornette Coleman, alto saxophone, Don Cherry at the pocket trumpet, Bobby Bradford at the trumpet, Dewey Redman at tenor saxophone, and of course Charlie Hayden at the bass. From the Science Fiction Sessions, 1971, Ornette Coleman, and again, Happy House. Prior to that, Broken Shadows, taking on a lot of Ornette Coleman material on their most recent, well, on their debut recording, as a matter of fact. Tim Byrne at the alto sax, Chris Speed at the tenor saxophone, Reed Anderson at the bass, and Dave King at the drums. That was Charlie Hayden's Song for Che from the self-titled Broken Shadows, released on the Intact, just out on Intact recording label. Bug Powder is a quartet out of Amsterdam, and they take on Ornette Coleman music and compositions and the spirit of the whole thing. That was Bug Powder, excuse me, the track from the band Bug Powder. There we have it, on Tritone recording label. Tobias Klein is at alto saxophone and bass clarinet. Jeroen Kimmen at electric guitar and bass guitar. Jasper Standholder at bass guitar and acoustic guitar as well. Tristan Renfrow at drums and cymbals. And that was recorded just last summer in Amsterdam and released under the title Cage Tennis. That's the name of the release from Bug Powder. Prior to that, Ben Goldberg and something from his new release, working with Mary Halverson, Michael Formanek, and Thomas Fujiwara. Ben Goldberg at clarinets and Ellery Esklin at tenor saxophone. And that was a piece entitled Fred Hampton from the brand new Ben Goldberg, just out on his own Bag Productions. Jessica Ackerley before that, from her solo outing from, well, recorded during the pandemic in her friend's abandoned apartment in New York City. That was a piece entitled Morning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, from the release Morning, Morning, also M-O-R-N-I-N-G, from a brand new release, as I say. It's a solo outing, recorded just plugging her axe into her Mac. Cacophonous Revival has just released this solo. Actually, it's been out for a little while, probably 6 months now. Prior to that, Irene Schweitzer, Hamid Drake, from a live recording entitled Celebration, also just out on the Intact recording label. And it features the great Irene Schweitzer at the piano and Hamid Drake at the drums, recorded in 2019 in Austria at the Free and Improvised Music Festival. And that was a piece entitled String Fever. We started the set off with something from Chess Smith and We All Break from their debut recording, 2015, just been released by the Pyroclastic recording label, which of course has just released the brand new one. And that was a piece entitled Notions of Purity. Matt Mitchell, piano, Daniel Breville and Marcus Schwartz at the tanbo, and Chess Smith at drums, percussions, and vocal, and all of that. Again, now on Pyroclastic recording label. This is Jazz Muck, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
This is Matana Roberts, and you are tuned into CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal. Montreal, a city that I love, 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 love.
Things up for this morning with a piece from the trio The Thing. Mats Gustafsson at tenor saxophone, baritone sax, live electronics and organ. Ingrid Hacker Flatten, double bass, electric bass, vibes, electronics. Paul Nielsen Love at drums and percussion. And joining the trio, the great Nina Cherry at vocals. This is from a Small Sound Super Jazz release from a number of years ago. And we're going to continue the Coleman thing with a Ornette Coleman composition, What Reason Could I Give? Also recorded on the Science Fiction session circa 1971. This is a little bit later. This is from a 2012 release on Small Town Super Jazz. Area, got it right that time. And that's going to close for this morning's edition of Jazz Mark. This is John B. thanking you for listening. And if you want all the details on the music played here on the program, go to jazzmark.blogspot.ca. Keep it locked. 90.3 FM in Montreal, www.ckut.ca. Have a good week and take care.
reason could I give? Must I die for love? Only when I'm without you. Thank you.
directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button, turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Welcome to Legalese, a broadcast about law cast broadly. Bienvenue à Legalese, une émission consacrée au droit qui vise à en rendre le jargon plus accessible tout en évaluant de manière critique ses institutions. I'm Audrey, your host for this month's edition of Legalese. Today on the show, we'll be hearing the second episode in a three-part series about the justice system's harmful response to homelessness. These episodes were put together by some of our peers at Red Law McGill and the Student Legal Clinic for Resilience Montreal. In this second episode, we'll hear from community members experiencing homelessness and people who visit day shelters, as well as those who work with them, to get a deeper understanding of the impact of certain municipal bylaws on people's daily lives. We will hear how unhoused people are particularly at risk of being stopped and fined for offenses created by the municipal government and are disproportionately ticketed for bylaw infractions. With that, here's the co-producer of the second episode of this series, Emily Knox.
Montreal has lots of bylaws that govern the use of public spaces and prohibit a long list of behaviors, like loitering, being in a park overnight, consuming alcohol on public property, and sleeping in metro stations, for example. And individuals who violate